Hey, wake up!
This is Rick and Carly in the morning.
I am ashamed.
You're ashamed?
I've already blown my New Year's resolution.
I was going to call you out on this.
I know. I wanted to bring it up before you had a chance because I want to do this on my terms. I am a failure.
I even tried to help you, yesterday. I said, hey, I'm taking Snuggles for a walk. Do you want to come with me?
No.
I know.
I said, it's a form of exercise. I know.
I don't know what it is. I get to the... We get up so early by...
I get it. Rick, I get it. The only thing that I want from you is let's just stop trying. Can we please just be one of those couples that we eat the cake and we drink the wine, and if we die at 65, okay.
I made a promise yesterday.
Your promises mean squadoosh.
I don't want that. I don't want to be that guy.
You are that guy.
I know I'm that guy. I don't like that. What'd you say yesterday? Can't we just be fat and happy?
Yes, I said it again today. Fat and happy, okay?
Okay, I'll see what... I don't know. I don't even know what to do here.
Rick and Carly in the morning.
I've got a problem.
You have lots of problems.
I do.
You're finally admitting to one of them. Which one are we talking about?
You know what? That's the first step.
Yes.
My daughter, Jocelyn, loses everything. Like, she is the most forgetful child on the planet.
I wonder where in the world did she get that from?
You act like I'm that way, and that's not true.
You are that way. Are
no,
you kidding me?
I forget things in a normal manner, like at a normal rate.
Okay.
But Jocelyn, I mean... Just yesterday, she forgot her glasses strap and her tape because her ankle's injured as we were going to gymnastics. And she doesn't, it's not like she says, oh, Mom, I forgot these things an hour before we walk out the door. It's like, we're already running late. And then she says, oh, sorry, I forgot this.
One thing I've noticed about Jocelyn is when she forgets something, she tells you, she just kind of does this little smirk and a giggle like, oh, sorry.
And then it's hard to get mad because she's just so darn cute.
She's a great kid.
And she has a good soul. And so it's like, ugh. But she did it with her viola again yesterday. And we have the split households. So they're bouncing back and forth between my house and their dad's house, which I feel guilty about that. I get it.
But it's not an excuse.
We got to figure it out, right?
Fix the problem here. What's the solution? Have you come up with anything?
In my mind, I just kept thinking, she's going to face natural consequences and then she'll get better. But she doesn't care. So the only thing I could think of is if I just kind of give her a dose of her own medicine and say like, oh, was I supposed to make dinner tonight? I forgot.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you need a ride to school?
Oh. Well, she might like that one. Depends.
Yeah, but I've got to be more strategic.
Yes.
Oh, you were supposed to go to your friend's birthday party today?
Good. That's a good one, yes.
Sorry, I forgot.
I forgot. And she's standing there going, well, Mom, it's not too late. You can take me right now. Nope.
No.
I forgot to put gas in the car.
Oopsie.
Okay. You tell us how that goes.
Okay.
All right? I'm excited to see this. How Old Spice can get in the way of a healthy relationship? Deal breakers coming up.
Stinky feet? No job? Can't cook? You live with your mom? This is Deal Breakers with Rick and Carly in the morning. 96.1 Bob FM.
Tanya has a man, and she also's got a problem. Unfortunately, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
The man and the problem are the same. Tanya, what is the issue with your boyfriend?
Okay, so my boyfriend Bryce is amazing. Like, I love him. He's great. And things are going really well. But there is one issue. And I just cannot stand the smell of his cologne. Like, I absolutely cannot stand it.
What is he wearing?
Old Spice.
Do they even make Old Spice? It reminds me
of my grandfather.
What do you mean they make Old Spice? I love Old Spice. Yeah.
You do?
Okay. Yes.
Well, then are you 85? Like,
no. Oh, like, come on.
You can't wear Old Spice.
Is it that bad?
No, you cannot wear Old Spice. He cannot wear it.
Okay, so have you brought this up to your boyfriend? Have you talked to him about it?
Not exactly. I tried doing it in another way. So basically, I bought him several different types of cologne that I smelled that I like.
Smart.
But he won't wear them.
Yeah.
He just keeps wearing the damn Old Spice. Like, and I mean, I thought he would have gotten the hint by me being like, here, here, you know?
Yes.
Here's a gift.
You ladies, you do this all the time. You drop hints. We guys don't get hints.
We never do. We
you
have to
gotta just
spell
throw
it out. Every
oh my
time,
God,
Tanya.
You think zero hint. He, like, did not get the hint at all.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking, like, this is just cologne. If you just tell him, hey, it's not my favorite.
Yeah, he'll change.
I would think he'd be willing to change it.
Yeah, we'll give a...
Well, I hope so.
We'll call Bryce up. We'll drop this on him, and you guys can live happily ever after, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Bryce. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
This is Rick and Carly. We have been talking to your girlfriend, Tanya.
Oh, okay.
Tanya, well, she loves you. We've got Tanya on the phone with us right now. We all wanted to just discuss one little tiny problem
very minor
that she
thing.
Has. Tanya, you want to go ahead and explain what that is?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey, babe.
I have a little confession to make. It's very small. I'm sure it's very insignificant. But I really, really can't stand your cologne.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't like it. And I've tried giving you other colognes as like a hint, and I don't think you took the hint. Mm-mm. And I just, it reminds me of my grandfather.
Mm. Oh.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, Old Spice is my signature scent.
It's your signature scent.
That sounds like something
but
I would...
But also my grandfather's signature scent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I spent years trying to find the signature cologne, and, you know, this is it for me. Like, you know, it's my signature scent.
What? Hmm. Are you serious? Like, it's just, it's cologne. Like, it completely turns me off.
Tanya, is he wearing a lot of this cologne? Like, is it strong or... Just
yes,
subtle.
Like as soon as he walks in the room, I can smell it.
Of course,
like,
it's strong.
And I'll be honest, it kind of makes me gag.
It's his signature scent. He's gonna throw it out there. I mean, you've got to throw it out there, Bryce. I mean, you're not gonna let some deodorant mess up a good relationship, are you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends.
But truly,
what do you mean?
Oh, gosh.
Think about it, Bryce.
Oh, my God.
If you had to choose, and I hate to just
no
throw out an ultimatum,
yeah,
but honestly, if you had to choose between the Old Spice and Tanya.
What's your choice?
I think I'm going to go with my Old Spice, you know.
Oh, come on, Bryce.
Oh, my gosh.
I am totally shocked here.
Time for some showbiz buzz with Rick and Carly in the morning.
This is so hard for me to announce.
What is that?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, gosh.
And Kanye West.
Shocker. Here it comes.
Heading for divorce. I just cannot come to grips with the fact that this is reality.
We talked about this yesterday.
I know, and I debunked it. I said, no, these are just vicious rumors.
You're like in
rumors.
Denial. What, now, why do you want this couple to stay together? I don't get this.
I've watched the Kardashians from the very beginning.
And you feel like there's true love between these two and they belong together? I do feel like they kind of belong together in
they
a bad
do.
Way.
They got four beautiful children.
Yeah, you never like seeing that.
It just makes me sick. I feel like there isn't any hope for anybody.
Can you think about being married to Kanye West, though? Would you want that for anybody?
Well,
or,
no, but...
Or honestly, from the other side of the coin. Would you want to be married to Kim Kardashian?
No.
No.
But still, they were so perfect together. But now she's talking to some high-profile celebrity divorce lawyer, and she's blaming things on his bipolar disorder. Well, she's saying that that's what he has.
That's
and
it.
He's just very erratic.
He's got a lot of stuff. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Trust me.
Just kills me. We've got a list of essential albums that turn 40 this year. I turned 40 this year, so.
Happy birthday.
Well, not yet. We've got Foreigner's 4,
Ooh.
Face Value by Phil Collins.
These are good ones.
That was my very first CD.
Oh.
Good memories there. Van Halen's Fair Warning.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And the Stevie Nicks classic Belladonna.
I feel like we need to play all these albums.
I know. We really should.
Good stuff.
You remember yesterday how I made that very positive announcement that actress Tanya Roberts was still alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The girl from that 70s show
and
with the red hair.
She was in Charlie's Angels, and she's
Don't
a Bond
girl. Don't say she's dead. Is she dead?
She's dead.
No way.
Yes.
So was she alive, and then she passed
she
on?
She was.
What?
So her boyfriend claimed that she died Sunday evening because the doctors had said, you know, she's just not going to make it. He held her in his arms, and she closed her eyes, and he just assumed she was gone. She ended up living an extra day. And well, now she's
now
passed
on. Now, why
was
she in the hospital? Was this COVID-related?
It was not COVID. They haven't said exactly what she had. She was sick, but they say that it was she had tested negative for COVID-19.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so it's a little sad news there.
Carly's blondness strikes again. Oh, goody, goody. We get another blonde moment?
Yes, you do.
It's on the way.
Good morning, sunshine.
Oh, what a great morning.
Oh, not too shabby.
Rick and Carly's my morning show.
Time to rise and shine.
I can wake up laughing.
This is Rick and Carly in the morning.
I have something to admit.
Please.
And I feel a little blonde saying this, but I do not know what defensive driving means.
Yes. You've mentioned this before to me, but I would like you to explain what, in your mind, what did you think it meant, or what do you think
okay.
it means?
Okay, I mean, this is a common term. You hear it all the time. You should more of a defensive driver. But in my mind, when I hear the word defense, I think football, right?
Okay.
And football seems very aggressive.
Right.
So I thought that defensive driving meant like, you get out there, you pull your way in, you're very aggressive.
And we wonder why we have issues on I-84.
Doesn't it sound like that? Like, I'm defending myself. Seriously, though.
They go over this in traffic school. When you go to school to learn how to drive, did they not bring that up? Defensive driving is like one of the top things that it has nothing to do with be aggressive.
Okay, but I'll be honest with you. I still don't know what it means.
It means you need to be aware of your surroundings and expect the unexpected. Know that people out there don't know how to drive. And so you are ready for those moments. And that way, if somebody cuts you off, you can tap on your brakes and everybody's fine. No car accident, that type of thing.
Why don't they name it something else, like awareness driving? You should be a more aware driver.
I don't know.
Defensive.
The already fixed and rigged game where the answer is always C. Next.
Rick and Carly in the morning.
So while on vacation last week, all of these things happened to me. By the way, the answer is always C. I'm going to give you a bunch of different options, and the C is what actually happened.
This is like a game.
Kind of, yeah.
Quiz.
Yeah, yeah. You play along, but I'm giving you the answers, okay? First thing.
Okay.
I heard my 6-year-old nephew crying in pain at 2:30 in the morning. Did I, A, rush to his aid, B, wake one of his parents, or C, put my earbuds in and crank Motley Crue?
C.
I did.
I remember when that happened. I always put a pillow over my head. Forget it.
Okay. Here's something else that happened. I heard a fire alarm chirping with a low battery. That's always so annoying.
I hate it. And it always happens at night.
Did I, A, search for it and change the battery, ensuring my family's safety?
No.
Of course I didn't. Did I, B, tell someone about the low battery so that they could take care of it? No. I wouldn't even go that far.
No.
Did I see? Put my earbuds in and listen to Van Halen.
See.
It's C. You good. Good.
Yeah.
You're good at these games, Carly.
I know I am.
Last one. I heard a 3-year-old girl yelling from the bathroom, Uncle Rick, Miss Carly, I need help wiping.
Mm-hmm.
Did I, A, rush to her aid?
Course not.
Of course not. No.
No way.
B, did I get Miss Carly?
No, which you should. I mean, well, I don't know that it would have been appropriate for me to wipe her bum, but you didn't do that.
That takes effort on my part. Yeah. I'm not going down that road. Did I C, put my earbuds in and crank up some Madonna?
C.
Yes, yes. 100%. Carly, good job. You got an A today.
Oh my gosh. You're a piece of work.
Some call it immature. We call it Rick and Carly's senseless survey.
James.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm calling from the United States Census Bureau. Can I ask you a couple questions real quick for your country?
Sure.
If you died and went to hell, how long would it take you to realize that you're not still at work?
Well, we don't really die. We sleep.
Okay. What's the correct way to dilute water?
With bleach and ammonia and everything else that you can find.
Which one of your
they
kidneys...
They say God turned water into wine. Imagine what else can be done to it.
That's a true statement, yes. Which one of your kidneys do you use more?
I don't know. I don't have any.
You don't have a kidney?
No.
Okay. Never had that answer before. Is everything you've heard about fleas and ticks just a set of lice?
A set of... No.
No. Did you know that baby grand pianos come from reproductive organs?
Yes.
Do you chuckle when the car behind you has to stop at the traffic light?
Yes.
Why do people practicing Tai Chi always look like me trying to find something in the dark?
I don't know. Are they?
What's your favorite exercise to do at the gym besides judging?
I don't do that.
No?
No.
Does unicorn and acorn mean the same thing? It's just one corn.
Oh, okay. Well, there's alicorns, too.
Is everything a free sample if you can run fast enough?
No.
Do your stretch marks...
No free samples around here. What was that?
Do your stretch marks look like bacon strips?
No.
Have you ever leg sweeped a donkey?
Rick and Carly in the morning.
Porch pirates, I hate them.
Yeah, that's really kind of become a thing over the past decade, and it's kind of a new low, right, when it comes to criminals.
And of course it happens a lot around Christmas, but with so many people doing online shopping these days, it happens year-round.
Sure.
We've got a guy that lives in Canada. He's 33 years old, and he stole a package off of someone's porch on Monday. They caught him in the act, so he tried to speed off in his Toyota, but drove right into a snowbank. Mm. Didn't have the power to get it out.
Mm. And who was somebody chasing him then? Were the
cops?
Oh, so the cops were on his tail.
Yep.
And then he crashed into a snowbank, and... Package returned.
Package returned. Easy peasy.
It's your dummy alert, right?
Yep. Snow gets you every time.
Idaho, let's go. Treasure Valley trending. Rick and Carly in the morning.
We are in the top five.
We as in?
The Treasure Valley.
Treasure Valley, okay.
Well, Boise specifically.
Boise specifically, which is part of the Treasure Valley, okay.
One of the top five cities with the best job outlooks in the country.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So in our company, we've got South Burlington, Vermont, Columbia, Maryland, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Salt Lake City, Utah, and us.
Don't you feel like we're always tied in with Salt Lake City for some...
Yeah, I don't like that they're number four.
Oh, yeah, they beat us.
And then
us.
We're number five.
Didn't we beat them on some list yesterday? Like, we beat the entire country. Something. We were number one.
We are number one.
For people moving in and staying here, something like that?
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Look at these lists. We're killing it out here in Idaho.
We're cool like that. There's a police officer in Nampa that is really cool. You know those moments when you have to go to the bathroom real bad? And so you're rushing home in your car, and you're like, I know I'm speeding, but this is like do or die.
Okay.
So there's a person out there who is choosing to remain anonymous, but they say that they got pulled over after a very long car drive in their driveway. I mean, the sirens were going and everything. And once they got there, they explained to the officer that they had to tinkle.
Did they explain first or run? Because I think I might run into the house, take care of business, and then just open up the door and say, I'm really sorry, officer.
They said, I got a tinkle. I'd rather get a ticket than pee my pants.
And the officer said,
and the officer says, you go tinkle.
Aww.
I'll get back to chasing the real bad guys.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Good officers.
That's a good. Now we know the good excuses when we're caught speeding, right?
Everyone's wondering, like, okay, what's up with the vaccine? When are we going to get it? The normal people.
Right.
And they're saying probably May or June.
All right. We can hang on
it's
that long.
Not too bad. The only problem is that we're not getting as many vaccines as we originally thought. So some people are saying it could take as long as, you know, the end of the year. But if you're like a glass half full kind of person, May or June.
I like the fact that the people on the front lines are getting this right now, and I have no problem waiting my turn. I don't feel like, well, I mean, we all need it. We want to get that, but.
Well, and I like, my dad's a type 1 diabetic, and he got it yesterday. So they're, you know, I think they're rolling it out in the right order.
And explain, he didn't get it because he has diabetes. He got it because he works in the
medical field. I forgot.
Hello. So you thought it was because
he is a diabetic. Whatever. I lied. I didn't mean to, but I did.
COVID Scrooge coming up.
Morning, troops.
Radio station in the morning?
Yeah, you got Rick and Carly on.
Gets my day going.
Time to rise and shine.
You seem happy this morning.
This is Rick and Carly in the morning.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this or not. It didn't bother me when people put their Christmas lights up early. A lot of people got blasted for that kind of thing when they started talking about...
We had a neighbor put them up before Halloween.
Well, no, I'm not... Yeah, some people got blasted for putting them up early, but more so, I saw people that were upset with those that put them up early getting blasted because we're in the middle of COVID and we need a little more Christmas cheer.
Oh, yeah. And so I saw that too.
You kind of got to the point of where, okay, maybe I should just be quiet and not say anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. You know, put them up early.
It doesn't bother me too much.
So here's my question. A lot of people still haven't taken their lights down, which is okay. It's only the first week after New Year's. We haven't taken ours down.
No, we have not.
And it was raining a couple days, and so I get that.
Yeah.
But some people still plug their lights in.
So true.
Every night, spotlight the neighborhood with Christmas colors.
This is happening in our neighborhood. I don't get it.
Am I allowed to say that's lame, or does that make me a COVID Scrooge?
You are COVID Scrooge, I'm Mrs. COVID Scrooge.
Doesn't seem weird that you're turning the lights on?
It's over. The party is over.
It is over. Okay. Lessons on how to fail. Oh, we've got this corner.
Rick and Carly in the morning.
Today is a big day for my son, Boston. For the past couple days, he's been trying out for the 8th grade basketball team.
Time? Let's start over.
Today is a big day for my son, Boston. For the past couple days, he's been trying out for the 8th grade basketball team. And honestly, he's been working towards this for months. I mean, he's always shooting out front, begging me to take him to some indoor court, you know. And
he loves getting the jerseys and the basketballs and the shoes.
Does.
How many pair of shoes does he have
now? Gosh.
He's into this.
Probably 6 or 7,
right.
You know, great pairs of basketball shoes. Well, typically in middle school, and I love this, they let all the kids who try out play. They just had like the A, B, or C team.
Sure.
But because of COVID, and I don't completely understand all of this.
Are they only taking the good kids now because of COVID? Really?
Yeah.
In a nutshell, that's kind of what's
happening?
In a nutshell,
they are just going to have an A team and a B team. So last year he tried out and he made the C team. He was really bummed. But we talked about how this is an opportunity for you to get better and learn and grow. And then COVID hit and he never got to play a single game.
Mm.
So he finds out this morning whether he made a team or not. And it's like old school. They post the paper on the door.
Oh, they're not even doing this online?
No.
You got to drive down to the school and look at it?
He's going to school today. It's an in-school day.
Oh.
So he's got to do this. And then he's got to face his peers. Whether he's on the team or not,
so
you know.
So this is like watching Saved by the Bell back in the day, and everybody gathers in the hallway and is looking at the list, and when your name is not on the list.
You're rechecking and rechecking and rechecking. And
it's embarrassing.
It's tough. I have been tormented on how do I handle this as a mom if he doesn't make the team.
I feel like you're already setting him up for failure, though. What if he makes the team?
He might, but I just want to be prepared.
Okay.
So you honestly give the best dad speeches I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, they're
incredible. I've heard them time and time again over the years. So could you just throw out a dad speech right now? What would you say if Boston
doesn't make the team? Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I am putting you on the spot.
I like being serious, not being funny.
No, I want one of those ones that just goes right to the heart.
I can't pull that out of nowhere.
Come on.
No.
I've seen you do it before.
That takes concentration. That takes preparation.
Concentrate.
That takes...
do it.
That takes watching episodes of ER and in different shows that have great quotes, and I steal all of that
stuff.
So
are you telling me that when he walks through the door later today and his head is hung low, you're just going to pat him on the back and say, better luck next time?
I don't want to be in the room when it happens.
Me neither.
You neither, huh?
Mm-mm. Hey, can you keep a secret? Yeah, I didn't think so. Rick and Carly in the morning.
Kelly's found herself in a little hot water, and she's got a secret that it's just burning her up. She's got to get it out. What's going on, Kelly?
I did something so terrible. I've been meaning to clean out the garage for a really long time, like a really long time. I took a ton of stuff to the dump, and then I had this separate pile of stuff that I wanted to keep. And in the hustle and bustle of everything, I threw the keep pile away, too. And nothing there really was that important, except there was a box. It had hundreds of these pictures. I mean, they're irreplaceable photos of my late father-in-law.
Oh, gosh.
That's you ask people, what's the one thing you would grab if your house was burning down? Yep. That's the box that they would grab.
And there's no chance you can get it back.
No, it's gone. Like, I've tried. Everything I can do to try to go get our garbage and find it.
So who are we calling? Your dad, then?
No, she threw it away.
It's my husband. So this is his father, and who's passed away, who's in all these pictures.
So you want us to help you break this news to your husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me very nervous.
Me too. But that's what we do, though.
Yep, we're here to support you. We got your back. We'll get through this together.
This is bad.
What's your husband's name?
Blake.
Okay, we're going to call Blake next.
Time for Can You Keep a Secret? With Rick and Carly in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, Blake. This is Rick and Carly in the morning. So you're on the radio right now. And
hi.
Hi.
And also your beautiful wife, Kelly, she's on the radio. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey.
He's like, what's going on?
What's up?
Kelly.
She's got a secret, and we're going to let her tell you, but we want to be here to back her up. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, so I've been meaning to... clean out the garage for a really long time, like get rid of all that stuff. And I know I've been saying for a long time, like, I'm going to get rid of all the stuff. I finally got rid of the stuff. And I got rid of it accidentally. Some of the stuff that I was going to keep, like just in the hustle and bustle of just trying to get it done, I threw out a box that I shouldn't have thrown out. And... one of them was a box of all the pictures from your childhood. Like, it was the pictures of you and your dad and pictures of your dad. And that went that got thrown away.
It's totally gone.
I know. I'm so sorry. I went back there to get it, and I couldn't. And I've done everything I can to try to get it back.
Yeah, so she's been really scared to tell you about this, Blake.
I'm so sorry.
Right. That's all I had left of my dad. How did you?
I'm so sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. I don't even know. Like, I've been sitting with this for a week, and I just didn't. I needed to tell you, now before this went on too much longer. And I'm so sorry. I just don't know what to say. I feel so bad.
Mistakes happen, Blake. I know Kelly just feels awful about this.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
I'm so sorry. No. I just didn't know how to tell you. That's why we're talking about it now on the radio. Like, I didn't know what else to do.
You know what? It's okay. It's okay. My brother has copies of all those photos.
He does?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kelly!
Oh my god!
It's gonna be okay. It's a little bit, it's a little bit of a bummer, but yeah, we can get
Blake.
The coffee. We can make it work.
You acted so upset at first. Yeah,
well,
stinker.
He had to keep her on the hook for a little while. I mean, she's got to be careful, right?
Oh, that's man. Terrible.
Well,
oh my god, I'm
like
so like this
bit,
is.
But
so...
you also sound like you. Yeah, I'm yeah. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, it's good. For a second.
I love you so much. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
You guys have a great.
I love you too.
Oh, that's good.
That's
I love it when
sweet.
It ends like that. You guys have a great day. Thank you for calling into the show.
Okay. Me too. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Rick and Carly in the morning.
I got a new blankie for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It is so good. It honestly is like heaven in a blanket. Like the outside is that faux fur. Feels like you're petting a rabbit.
Your blanket is like heaven in a blanket. That's an interesting way to put it. Okay.
And then the inside is that minky couture.
Look how excited you are.
I love it. Like, I love this blanket.
Well, good.
You get this because you got your blankie.
Yeah, I got my Whoopi. I'm 48 years old. I got my Whoopi. It's a blanket that came from my kids, and I just can't part ways. Plus, it just feels really good.
Well, my mama got me this blanket.
She did.
So, yeah. I made it very clear to the entire household, this is my blanket. Uh-huh. This isn't a blanket for everyone else. There's lots of blankets that we share, but this is my blanket. I walk into the living room the other day, and Rick is wrapped up like a baby in my blanket.
Sorry.
Then yesterday,
yeah,
I see my son Boston on the couch with my blanket.
He had it too, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, what else?
So I'm just telling you this, okay? Mm-hmm. You have all been warned. This is like, the warning?
Well, I need warning. I need lots of warnings.
No, one warning.
One.
Next time, there will be consequences.
Gotcha.
Okay.
No more Carly's blanket. Gotcha.
Spanky.
Rick and Carly in the morning.
Carly was out doing some shopping. This is before Christmas. And she found something on Target's app that they had in the store. She's big.
I love Target.
Target. That's what I call it. She's a big fan. She ran in. She got it. And then, while sitting in the car, realized they overcharged her 25 cents.
True.
And since they matched their online price, she went back into the store, waited in line for, if I'm being honest, it was like 15 minutes. But that's
probably
kind of a long line. This was the customer service line. They very nicely gave her the 25 cents. She even took a screenshot of the price on their app in case they would argue. They didn't. They were,
they
cool
were nice.
About it.
I mean, the customer service line's always like the longest line, which is a pain in the butt.
My question, who goes back into the store for a quarter?
Me.
25 cents.
It was the principle of it all.
I've got a brother, my brother Dan. He throws out his quarters. He throws out He throws out all his change.
Well, that's dumb. That's why Dan lives with your sister.
Yeah, he almost lives. Well, he was living with my parents for a long time.
Because he throws out his quarters. See, I'm a homeowner.
I don't agree with this either. Who does this? I was mad when I heard about this. He's not alone. People do it all the time. Why? It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
You got, see. Like, what do you do with pennies? Do you save your pennies?
I save all of them.
Carly goes in for a quarter, so.
So you know I save my pennies.
Yeah, I don't get either side. Anyways, another crazy batch of stupid questions next with Senseless Survey.
Is it senseless or census? And this is a survey? Senseless survey? Rick and Carly in the morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling from the United States Census Bureau. Can I ask you a couple quick questions for your country? Take 20 seconds.
Okay.
Has anyone told you you smell like cats?
No.
Do you hate it when the green jelly belly turns out to be apple and not lime?
No.
What do you think about schools adopting Fortnite as an official sport?
No.
Okay. Who will clear your internet history when you die?
I don't know.
When someone passes you at the movies, do you prefer they pass with the back side or the front side?
Back.
Back, okay. Has anybody ever accused you of having mayonnaise breath?
No.
Would you buy a perfume called Wet Dog?
No.
Do you tell your kid the sky's the limit because you know they're too dumb to become an astronaut?
No.
Right. Do you think that worms should be given bows and arrows to help them fight against birds?
No.
How terrified do you think the first person was to get a haircut?
Probably pretty scared.
What is the best advice you can tell people under the age of 15 other than shh?
Stay in school.
Okay, that's a good one. Do you like it when your chiropractor adjusts your toes with his mouth?